Food insecurity in Vermont has been rising. According to the nonprofit Hunger Free Vermont, that's due to the pandemic, rising costs of basic necessities, and long-standing systemic inequities. But research from the University of Vermont and University of Maine shows residents who grow and harvest their own food can become more food secure. Enter Vermont Wild Kitchen, co-run by the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department and the nonprofit Rural Vermont. The program educates residents about the local and wild food that the state has to offer. On a recent Saturday morning, Vermont Wild Kitchen hosted about a dozen Vermonters in Franklin County to learn about raising rabbits for meat. The group cooked up some rabbit dishes for lunch at the Fairfield Community Center, but first, they met the animals, alive, at Give a Care Homestead in Bakersfield. Vermont Public's Adia Golston and Elodie Reed met up with them. And just a heads up, this story does include a description of killing a rabbit.
Was there anybody else that wanted to go in that didn't get to go in?
I'd love to check it out, yeah.
Come on in.
Hi, I'm Renesmee, / Nessie for short. I'm also here to learn, but I just want to see the rabbits.
So this is where she's at right now. I'm just going to pop it open for you. She's in my horse stall that we turned into a rabbit run.
Are these mamas right here?
So yes, so there are some that have boxes in them because they have babies. And you can actually touch and play with them. I'll let you hold it. Come here, baby.
Oh my goodness.
So if folks want to share your name, where you're from, and maybe what brought you to this workshop today.
Yeah, my name's Noam. I'm also from Bristol, and yeah, I think we were excited about just like the long-term prospect of raising our own meat, whether that's rabbit or sheep or whatever it is, and so this felt like a good first step.
Most rabbits, you want to try to get them bred before they turn a year, but that's, I've had rabbits that I've bred first time over a year do fine.
So there's like a certain time limit to breed them?
Or? Yeah, as long as your males are producing nice looking babies that don't look deformed or anything, you can use them until they go. I only breed my females maybe 2-3 times a year, and I can get a good 4-5 years out of a female.
I'm Megan Chauvin, we're from Fletcher, and I want to eventually homestead within the handful of years, and thought the idea of rabbits might be something to learn more about.
I just wanted to see the humanity part of it and see how other people do it.
The thing that's most important to me is that it's very instantaneous. So I do use a pellet gun, and you aim it between their ears, right down, so it aims right out their mouth area, and it cuts it right off for them, so that's it.
Is that what you do, Amanda? Or?
I broomstick.
Broomstick.
Yep. I prefer broomstick just because it's quick. Like, I can have a rabbit
quick for her.
Dispatched in eight seconds.
How does broomsticking work?
So if you use a piece of rebar and you take the rabbit and you put them so that their head is outward and their body is this way, and you're stepping on the bar and you pull up on the back legs while the neck is under the bar. So when you pull, it dislocates the neck.
Okay. Yeah.
The quick cervical dislocation. And then you can just go about processing after that.
So with your rabbit legs, these are all the back hind legs, and there's three of them in this bad boy. Everybody's gonna get their own hind leg to the bone.
Do you want a smaller leg?
There you go. Look at that. Kind of just want to let it show you how to do it. As stupid as that's.
That doesn't sound stupid. It sounds.
But like once you get in there, you see the like you see how it's connected, and that'll help you start seeing where to put the knife. And it's just such a gentle cut most of the time.
So we have the ability to get started on making our quiches and things like that so they can get into the oven. But we also want to make sure that we grind up this stuff so that we can get some taco meat cooking as well. So my favorite tool in my kitchen is my KitchenAid. And I'll let you guys do this. I know. There's so many different pieces and parts. But the meat grinder is fabulous. So I'll give this to you.
Okay.
And then I'll let you shove some of it right on into the top here. Yep. Yeah. Yay, there you go. Yep.
Okay. We're getting a meat grinder.
Thank you.
Cheese. Amanda, we gotta do your fiddleheads.
Oh, you're putting bacon in it too? Yum.
Yo, girl. Of course we're putting bacon in this.
I think my favorite part was the food.
Yeah.
The end.
My favorite part was cutting the vegetables.
We have like 20 rabbits, so now we're gonna do a few of them and fix our sausage making meat grinder and do it. But I learned the broom method of dispatch better than I had learned it before at a previous one. It was very, very educational.
I want to eventually raise chickens, now rabbits. I'd like to have a couple cows. That's the long-term goal, but it's really, I want to be sustainable. This is just one check off the list of like the things I want to learn and accomplish.
Those were the voices of Erica, Gnome, Amanda, Shelby, Parker, Megan, Tom, Daniel, Sherry, Cheyenne, Renesmee, and Mo. This story was produced by Adia Golston and Elodie Reed, and a follow-up class on slaughtering rabbits will take place at Give a Care Homestead this coming Saturday.